Touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Truth Nation, it is Christmas Eve. That's right. Good morning. It is Tuesday, December 24th, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. On this Christmas Eve, we have the legendary Homer Blow. Good morning, Homer.
Hey, great morning, Telly. How you doing and feeling, man? It's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. It is awfully quiet.
Yeah, man.
Doesn't it seem like...
You know why?
Because we're the only ones working.
No.
Oh, why?
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring. Not even the mouse.
Do you know? You know the lyrics to that?
Yeah, I just know.
Like it was the night before Christmas, and then after that, I'm one of the ones, and kind of hum the words.
Right. We're like, hey, get to it.
Hey, we got to give a special shout out to our man who's producing today, Jason Smith. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Telly. Good morning, Homer. Glad to be here. Christmas Eve.
Christmas
Early morning
Eve.
Again.
Yeah, if somebody would have told you back in August, like, hey, on Christmas Eve, you go be producing the morning show with Telly and Homer, what would you have said?
I thought we was off on Christmas Eve. I thought this is a federal holiday. I was surprised to find out that we the only people in the building.
You are absolutely right. That would have been my reaction, too. At first, I thought you were going to say, man, there's no way, but... You're right.
Yeah,
that would have been my first reaction,
I was able to pull up to
too.
The first parking spot.
Yeah.
I ain't never pulled in here with so many open spots in the lot.
Man. Hey, man.
What do you think everybody's doing?
Truth Nation, we are here for you. I am happy to be here. It is Christmas Eve, and we're going to keep it light today, and you know, it's the season. It's the season that only comes around once a year. And
yeah. You know, I call it 'tis the season to spend your money.
That man.
It's commercialized.
'Tis the season to get really, really stressed out on being broke.
You know, to all of the children and teens that are hoping for PS5s and Roblox and Fortnite. And man, listen, Christmas, it could get expensive back in the day, but it is super expensive in the electronic age. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I am so glad that my kids are a little older now and they're not really into that anymore.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Man, oh man. But not to say that the stuff they are into now is any cheaper.
Right,
just saying when it comes to electronics, I'm kind of glad that now it's more about iPhones and iPads and things like that. Not necessarily, you know, the video games. And because I know that industry, they are going to tax because they know they can.
Yes.
And they're going to have kids that are not going to let up until their parents get what they want.
Man, it's so hard being a parent because people use gifts to show whether you love them or not.
Yeah.
And that's the curse of it all. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, just let it be from the heart. And that's also one of the reasons that I really appreciate Kwanzaa. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because it's more about really like understanding the things that are truly important with those seven principles. And if you can teach our children and our community as a whole all of those principles, man, it's like, it's just a better look.
Yes.
It's a better look because Christmas is too damn expensive.
Man, man, oh, man. Well, the gift that was free last night to Packer fans and was the first shutout of the NFL season.
That part.
Man, oh, man, the Packers, they knew they had to win, and it wasn't a matter of if they were going to win, but how are they going to look heading into these final weeks?
Absolutely.
And last night, 34-0 against the Saints. And I'll be completely honest, after the first quarter, I was kind of like, yeah, this game is over. Like, I mean, they jump out to a 21-0 lead, and you see the Saints who I'm like, first of all, who are these people?
Yeah, they didn't come marching in, did they?
No. And they limped out.
Right. You're going to walk over here, but you're going to limp back.
You're going to limp back. And the Packers end up dominating 34-0 up at Lambeau on Monday Night Football. And they have secured their spot in the playoffs, and that is now – 5 out of 6 seasons, Matt LaFleur has been the head coach that he has guided the Packers into the playoffs.
Man.
Now, that is great and all, but Packer fans are like, okay.
Let's win.
We're sick of just getting to the party.
Right.
We want to be the main feature.
Absolutely.
And we want to be the last one standing. So we'll see how that goes. But again, it is Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays out there, Truth Nation. I hope you are taking it easy. If you are getting up early to try to get that last minute shopping in, you are not alone.
Hell, you know,
I am here with you. Are you a last minute shopper, Homer?
No.
You good? No. You done?
Yeah. And
wow.
So much so, listen, that I just have to participate in a couple more toy giveaways that'll be happening today, man. So I had to go out early and make sure that I got
all the things I
need, man. And I think when you're used to giving, so I'm more of the giver. So I am blow claws. You feel what I'm saying? I'm blow claws because I give so much.
Yes. And you were telling me about something that you did before today and what you're going to continue to do throughout this holiday season.
Yeah. So every year, this was the fifth annual Happy Holidays for Families, which is put on by my nonprofit, Homer Blow Foundation, Inc., 501c3, where we choose 10 families. I tell them in 50 words or less, because, you know, I'm not trying to make you go black to school and create an essay and this and the other. So in 50 words or less, why you feel that your family should be chosen, or if you know a family that is deserving. And we had so many entries this year. But again, I'm supposed to only pick 10. We ended up doing 14. There were families of 7, 6, 5, 4, and children, and then some were single children. And I was able to go along with my wife, Cheryl, and we ended up doing our little – we were a sleigh last night. So we ended at 9 p.m. But the looks on those children's faces and their parents and guardians' faces and grandparents' faces,
that's what
it makes
about.
It all worth it, man. So, man, it was a lot of toys, though, man. It was a lot of toys, some cash, some Walmart gift cards. It was a lot.
That's what's up, man. That is great. Truth Nation, we want to hear some of your traditions, your Christmas traditions. 833-212.
Black Christmas traditions.
Yes. You know what? I was going to get to that, but
okay. I just want to understand. You know what's up, with them black eyed peas. You know, I'm just
You know, you eat those greens and
put one up under the mattress. All kind of crazy stuff.
Yes. And where did we get that from? And why does it continue on to this day? Because have you had much luck? Have you had more money? Have you?
It's still broke.
Maybe you have.
It's still broke, Kelly. It's still broke.
That's what I'm going to lean towards,
yeah,
too.
Still.
I think it's more.
They lied, though.
You're right.
That's a blessing.
So we are talking Black holiday traditions. Black holiday traditions. 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch Homer and myself on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you weigh in because we got all kind of things that we do as a community. And we think it's normal.
Right.
So if you think it's something that it's normal, call in because it probably isn't.
Right. That part. Be like, where'd that come from?
Right.
My mama said.
If you rub a little Vicks behind your ear and,
right,
and stand
right
on one leg and eat a teaspoon of honey. you clear malaria.
Right. What?
What's that one movie that had the My Big Fat Greek Wedding where it was Windex? Like, spray some Windex on it. Like, where'd that come from? But for us, Tussin, Robitussin.
Tussin, everything.
Get you some Tussin.
Everything falls with Robitussin. And I can just honestly say now, Homer, that I think about it is Christmas Eve. And over the years, how things change in terms of what used to be important or what you used to do. And then, you know, as you get older and start to figure it out and kind of understand that you don't have to stress yourself out that much.
That's right.
You don't have to do all of these things just because the calendar says December 25th.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Christmas falls on the same day every single year.
Right.
So why is it every single year you're in the same position? Maybe you need to plan a little better.
Man, it's like some people with taxes, man. Why is it every year when people get their taxes, a lot of them go buy another big giant TV? They got a 98-inch TV, and they don't even have a car big enough to carry it. They also, I'm just saying, they also get a new car. Like, well, not exactly new, but every year, like every year. I don't understand it.
I know one of the things that I've had issues with, and I'm trying to become of the age of doing online shopping. But for me, I am a person, I want to go to the store, buy it, and take it home. That's what I want to do. If I want to try it
on. Shame on you, Telly.
Yeah, if I want to try it on, may not look the way it did online, but okay. And every time I say, all right, I'm going to go ahead and just order it online and do what everybody else does, it always something happens. It's always a delayed shipment. It's always, not the right size. So
right.
I am not an online shopper. And that really hurts because I don't like malls either.
Yeah.
So
I feel sorry.
I really don't shop that much.
I'm going to pray for you, Telly.
Please do, man.
Please come. Please. Come into the light, Telly. Come into the light.
See, we don't got time for all of that going to the store. It's just too much.
See, that is the craziest thing about the younger generation. Like, you all will never know how it feels to know that's your only option. There was a point in my life, that was your only option. If you want something, you got to go to the store and get it.
Yeah.
There's nobody you can call.
Mm-hmm.
You can call a cab to get to the store. But,
Amazon, I'm hopping right on it.
Yes.
And they're going to learn today. I'm just telling you.
Man, oh, man. Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. We're going to dive into some other Black holiday traditions. On the other side of the break, we have the legendary Homer Blow in the building. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Man. It sure is.
Right. You're going to learn today.
He looks a lot like your parents.
That's
it. I'm just kidding, parents. I'm just kidding, kids.
They do.
They do. I saw Santa kissing mommy.
Listen, man.
You know how much controversy that song could cause?
Yeah, right. You know, I saw mama kissing Santa Claus.
Hey, you like, hold on. You the daddy. Hold on now.
Be like,
bought all these gifts and she kissing Santa?
Be like, you know I call you Santa. If not, you going to learn today. Just roll with it. Just roll with it.
He is the legendary Homer Blow. I am Telly Hughes. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We are discussing Black holiday traditions all the way down to New Year's. And what you do and what you eat and how do you celebrate Christmas Eve.
Right.
And I know for me, since having kids, I'm not sure if they think they're a little too old for this now, but a Christmas Eve tradition has been making gingerbread houses. And we will have, of course, a competition. We can't have anything without competing.
Yeah, competitive by nature.
Yes, and so we will, have a contest on who can make the best gingerbread homes. And what we do is use all the leftover candy from Halloween,
okay,
and the M&Ms and all that stuff to kind of decorate. And so,
it's a smart idea.
It's been a cool tradition. And again, I think they are. I think they are a little too old for that right now. But recently, a couple of Christmases ago, I taught them how to play dominoes, so maybe we'll bust out some bones.
Okay, okay. All right. You pretty good at bones?
I can handle it.
Okay.
As my mom used to say, I don't do anything I ain't good at.
Okay.
If I ain't good at it, I'm probably not going to do it.
Okay, okay.
If I'm doing it, I'm pretty decent at
y'all
it.
Y'all send out them bone challenges to Telly, you know? I challenge you. What was the game? I declare war.
Right.
Yeah. I want to know, like with the Black holiday tradition. So please call in or come on the Truth Talking text line and let us know, like, what are some of the traditions that you know, especially, like I say, in Black homes and Black families that come up. Like, I don't understand where they take before the new year. You take a collard green or some type of greens, mustard turn. I don't know if it has to be a certain kind, but you put it in a plastic bag and then you stick it up under the mattress. What the hell does that do?
I never knew about the mattress part.
Yeah.
I just knew about the eat the greens, and it's supposed to mean that you are going to run into more money, or it means, you know, prosperity. And, with the fish, it's like the salmon swim upstream, and your life is going to swim upstream next year. And I'm not still sure about the black eyed peas. That's just a luck thing, right?
That's what I was going to mention. I was going to say, because I know New Year's, we eat black eyed peas.
Supposed to bring luck for the year, the coming year or whatever. I'm like,
and I remember when I was younger, I would, if I had a bad year, I would eat a lot of it that, you know, New Year's Eve. Man, I need some stuff to change for me.
Right.
I've been broke this whole 2009. I was broke the whole year. Like 2010, come on, man. I've eaten all these greens and stuff.
Right.
In 2010, I'm in the same financial position.
I know that, like, we don't wash clothes on New Year's Day.
Right. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
You got to wash your clothes before the New Year's come in. Like, because it's like, a week before or something like that, you got to wash them all like by like Christmas or something, because there should be no washing of clothes from that day forth till the new year. So it's like you got to wash everything. You know, some stuff you're going to need, you got to wash it. If you come up with something, be like, oh, can you throw it? Nope. Ain't going to happen. So I don't know. Please, we need some of the people that are vets with this that understand why these traditions are the way they are. Because it's weird to me, but it happened every year. It happens every year.
And if you're a renegade who says, look, that stuff doesn't work and I'm going against it every year, call in as well. Because one of the things that my mom was really hell-bent about was not washing clothes on Sunday. Mm. And that was just throughout the year. And I was like, Ma, what? Why? You're going to wash your whole week away.
Hell no.
And I was just
I'm not laughing at that because it's your mom. But
that
just,
was
that's different.
Yeah, and so again, like for me, the greens underneath the mattress, that's different for me,
man.
Like I have never heard of that,
man.
So how long are you supposed to keep them under the mattress?
Like for the year or something, I guess. Like that's why you're supposed to seal it.
Stink after
that's
a while.
Why you're supposed to seal the bag, like in a Ziploc sealed bag.
I don't know about that.
Man, I'm just trying to tell you, bro.
By the time June, July roll around
and the heat.
And you've been bouncing up and down on that mattress a few times.
Why would you be bouncing up and down on the mattress?
I don't know. Kids like to jump on beds.
Oh, no. It's not supposed to be under the kids' mattress. I'm just saying.
Oh. Well, adults like to bounce up and down sometimes, too.
That's where I was going.
And then that thing pop open. Ooh, I bet that thing will stink.
I'm not going to even touch that.
I'm going to take a hard pass on the greens underneath my mattress.
Just one leaf. It's supposed to be one leaf. But yeah,
I grew up in church, right? And so New Year's Eve,
we were in
church the whole night. We got to church at 10 p.m. And we didn't leave church until probably 2 a.m. New Year's Day.
Wow.
That was every year for 18 years of my life.
Wow.
So you don't do it now?
Well, my family still do it. My family own the church, but I don't be able to make it every single New Year's
Eve. So you breaking traditions, Jason?
It's tough.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially when I hit college. I'm 18. Come on now. My friends, they out.
Yeah. Dog, we get it. There's a lot of us that grew up in the church. Once you become of age, you like, look, I didn't put in enough hours.
That's right.
Because I grew up at a church where you go for Sunday school and you may not get out of there until 3:30.
Right.
And then you go home and eat, and you got to come back for the night service.
Yeah, Sunday school, Bible study.
Bible study.
And don't be in the, the youth choir.
Yeah. You start off in the Sunshine Band.
Yep.
And then you go to the youth choir. And then you got Wednesday night Bible study.
Yeah.
It never ended.
And then if your parents were in the choir, you had to go to their rehearsal and practice.
Don't let them sit on any type of boards. If they were on the usher board,
it's over.
They the treasurer, they got to stay to the end to count the money.
It's over.
Man, my auntie, boy, I used to feel sorry for my cousin. And that's why I used to hate riding with them to church. Because I'm like, look, y'all got to stay this long.
I don't have to, man.
So, Jason, we feel you. Once you get to that age where you don't have to anymore, you got a choice, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be like, I'm going to chill on that for a little while. But then eventually when you get older, you'll go back to it.
You know, what was the peppermint thing with church? I think that it was to shut us up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we antsy and all of that, and there's always the peppermints that was in your mother or one of the mothers of the church or grandmother here.
Yeah.
And I guess as we were, you know, enjoying the peppermint, we wasn't able to talk.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to reach black and pop us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You mess around and have to mess around and start choking.
Right.
You start tripping with that hard candy in your mouth that usually came unwrapped.
What the little hard candies that we would have unwrapped in the bowl that stuck together? What was up with that? Like, Brazilian nuts, but we had a nickname for them, and I think we call it the end toes. and if you look at the Brazilian nut, it did kind of look like some of our toes. But you had to have those. You had to have pecans. There was just so many, and I'm like, what made that a tradition? And what's up with the candy corn?
Yeah, that's terrible. I've never liked candy corn.
Man.
And speaking of those unwrapped candies, they were always hard.
Right.
And they were always in the bottom of somebody's purse. And then they'll be like, hey, you want some candy? And then you reach out, like, man, you got lint and stuff all over. What do we do? Knock that lint off.
Knock it off. And it was going down.
I mean, man, it's good.
It was going down. It was going down. We didn't care. We didn't care. We didn't care. We didn't care.
That was not sanitary. Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. As we get your Christmas Eve started, let us know some of those traditions that you have always abided by, but never quite understood why you did it. Because to this day, we all eat those black eyed peas and greens and fish and don't wash our clothes and we don't even know why we do those things.
You name it.
And it's all for luck. How much luck have you had doing that?
I don't recall tying it to anything. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, yeah, to me, they're like New Year's resolutions. Like, they've become forgotten. It's right after you do it.
Yeah, please don't say you losing weight. You going to the gym. It's people that pay for gym memberships that ain't went since the second month of the year.
Exactly.
And it keep coming out your account.
And I love it. It goes when I'm there, when I used to belong to a gym, every year around this time, you'll just see it. It's like, I'm like, all right, those are the New Year resolutioners. It's because you know them when they come.
Right.
They come with the tightest outfit. And,
right.
It's like, ooh-wee. Like, man, you look like you about to work out.
Right.
You know, that outfit is off the chain. You got the shoes. You got the hokas. You got all the stuff that you need. The water bottle looks good. And, man, about 2 weeks later, like, man, where is so-and-so? But you know when somebody is in the gym for the right reason because they don't care how they look.
That's right.
They don't care how they look.
That's right.
You're not going to come in looking all bummy, but you're not going out and getting, like, the dopest outfits just to work out in.
Right. So, they stick out like a sore thumb. But, with New Year's resolutions, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
Like sometimes.
Yeah.
Let it go.
We're gonna have to get into that next week because I know people are still like, look, I ain't there yet. Because for all the people that are making New Year's resolutions to lose weight, they're in the process of putting on that extra 10 or 15 before the new year.
Absolutely, man. and throughout the year, I'm like, what was your New Year? Yeah, I was going to lose some weight. We're like, well, you actually increased a little bit. So you were a brick house. Now you're a condominium. So you went up in value. So it ain't saying that you don't still look good. But you done went up in value. I'm just saying.
Hey, we're going to have to come up with another word that just one level above thick.
Right. Like, you look damn. You look damn.
833-212-1017. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. More after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Let's
go. It's Christmas Eve, y'all. Tune in to the award-winning 1017 The Truth's Business Spotlight this Thursday, a day after Christmas, at 3:57 p.m. between the Tori Lowe Show and Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Carrie Noni will be joined by Ashley Lucas, VP and Business Lending Product Manager at Associated Bank. Ashley and Carrie will discuss how Associated Bank supports small businesses and share important information you should know about growing your business in 2025. So again, tune into the Business Spotlight with Associated Bank this Thursday at 3:57 p.m. on the new 1017thetruth.com. Just the truth, not .com. But you can always stream and watch us live at 1017thetruth.com. We have the legendary Homer Blow in the building. I am Telly. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. And it is Christmas Eve. Man, this year has flown by, in my opinion. And totally off subject, it just really popped into my mind. Do you all realize that Cat Williams did exactly one interview in 2024, and we talked about it the entire year?
Yep.
Like, this dude has not done a follow-up interview. Think about that.
Nope, not at all. You're right.
He never did a follow-up interview, and people talked about what he talked. I mean, when he was on Club Shay Shay, people talked about that the entire year.
That's true. And when you really think about it, and I think it's because the different aspects he talked about so much, it was like a very vast energy. And now a lot of it we just saw coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, wow, like it'd be like, Cat said that.
Yeah.
Cat said that. It was like his own, you know what I'm saying? Nostradamus moment type.
Yeah.
Because he was calling some things out.
And just think about how all of that aligned for Shannon Sharp.
Yep.
Because he's doing his podcast and he's getting guests. And do you think when he booked Cat Williams, he thought that would be the most viewed interview?
He said that he believed it would, but I don't believe that he believed that at all.
Stop.
He just wanted to kind of, I think it was more of a exploiting type way to kind of talk about all of the different trouble and all of the things.
Yeah.
But he got
Hollywood
so
secrets.
Much more.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? He got so much more that, you know, he did eventually have to come back out and be like, man, I never knew that this was going to, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And but then yeah, the entire know. Year, you're trying to chase
yep.
those type of numbers.
Yep.
And that's just something that just happened. That,
right.
that like, you can't plan that. I mean, because I believe that some of the other guests that he has had, he would have thought these would generate more numbers. After all, he did interview Madam Vice President Kamala Harris.
Right.
During an election year.
Right.
So it and most other years in the history of this country, that would be your biggest interview.
It really would have been.
Not a comedian. So,
man.
But I know that's a little off subject, but it just popped into my mind. I just think, and I was thinking about that the other day, like, man, that is so crazy that someone can do one interview and people talk about it the entire year. And then some of the things that has happened and transpired since then, from the Diddy thing to even the irony of the guy accused of killing the CEO, him and Diddy are in the same
jail
and they are represented by a couple. Diddy is represented by the husband. Luigi Mangione is represented by the wife. And, like, this is just crazy, crazy
right.
stuff.
Right, right, right.
And Sam Bankman-Fried, or whatever his name is, the guy that scammed people out of close to $1 billion,
mm-hmm.
he was extradited. He's in that same jail, too.
Yeah. Big
There's
money,
a lot
big money.
Of money in that jail in New York. But again, Truth Nation, we have been talking about Black Christmas traditions, Black holiday traditions, all the way down to your New Year's resolutions. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We have already gone over the black eyed peas. I didn't realize the greens got to go underneath your mattress.
Yep.
Maybe that's what I've been doing wrong all these years. the washing of the clothes, and this has to happen before. What's the time frame now? This is my first time
hearing this one. At the beginning of the year, like December 31st, you know, and then it's supposed to be there for a year. A year. I don't know the significance of it, you know, because sometimes when you go into different households, you know, it's just different things. Make sure you get me in greens. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, yeah, we having greens. I'm excited for greens. They're like, nope. Take that one leaf, though. This one.
One leaf.
One leaf. One leaf. And you're going to put that up under, you know, the mattress inside of a sealed bag.
Man, yeah. is this news to you all, Truth Nation, the way it is to me? I'm telling you, I have never heard of that.
Yeah.
And I've been black a long time. I've experienced a lot of black Christmases. and I have never heard of that.
Somebody going to have to ask their grand-grand. I'm talking about the big mamas, because
okay.
that's where it came from. It came from that. And like I say, I came up in the era where I'd be like, just do what you just told, okay? Get me a leaf. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Okay, if that's what you want.
I just wonder if companies that produce things that black people use, do they make more of it during certain seasons?
I would think that they would just because, just like a florist, If Valentine's Day is coming up, oh, they going to make sure they got the huge order of all of the different type of floral arrangements. Sweetest Day, they going to do it. The candy shop's going to make sure that they order more candy. So I think they absolutely do because they know that these are big sellers.
Yeah, so you think more beans are being delivered as we speak?
Yeah, because they know we gonna come in there and get them black eyed peas.
Just like in the summertime, do you think Reynolds Wrap love black people?
Man.
Because we love aluminum foil.
Yeah. Because if you see, think about, okay, this is why I absolutely believe that, because they have sales on it. You get what I'm saying? They have sales on Reynolds Wrap. They have sales on the big pans that go in the what is the things that they put them in, that they put the little fire up under? I know the name of it, but I can't think of it right now. But, yeah, they all that stuff, man, just like brats. It's an influx of brats. And if you think about the commercials you hear, we've got brats. Yeah. Brats on sale. Yeah. Ketchup. Mustard, you know what I'm saying? So they absolutely do. They be in impulse aisles, like when you look and be like, why is the ketchup up here? Why is the mustard? Be like, that's what you forgot. You got the burgers. You got the brats.
Yes, true.
But you didn't get the mustard or the ketchup, did you?
Be like,
good. I ain't got to walk all the way back to the black of the store to get it. Mm-hmm. I end up just grabbing it right there. And I think that's why some of those impulse items are there. Think about batteries. Oh, you get ready to buy so many electronics need batteries.
Oh, yes.
Probably most of the stores you go to will have a battery impulse item just sitting right there.
Yeah. Right when it's like right where you put your debit card in.
Yeah.
They'll have it right there. Yep. So look, you ain't even got to walk. You can just reach down and get them batteries because you know you're going to need them.
They call them impulse items.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And that's why a lot of the candy and things of that, the stuff that you really don't need is right by the register.
Yep.
Because they're like, well, you know, people are going to say, this candy bar ain't going to hurt me.
Right.
This soda is not going to hurt me. But I.
And we do it. We buy it.
Yeah, we buy it. I really wonder, because I have several, I have a pretty good size of friends that are white.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it out there. I got white friends, and something I have never noticed over the years.
Because they would say it if it was the other way around.
No. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. Okay. I'm just trying. I'm thinking as I'm talking because I want to be accurate. But I just do not recall a time where I've gone over one of my white friends or colleague's house and I saw aluminum foil. Even for to-go plates.
Oh, they're saran wrap.
I don't recall.
They use saran wrap. Saran wrap. Yeah. Now, okay. The thing that I was waiting to hear you say, because, you know, oftentimes you can talk to some white people and they'd be like, well, some of my best friends are black. That's where I was going.
Oh, okay.
I said, you can say it. Some of my best friends are white. You
know? I've heard that before. Some of my best friends are black.
Right. Be like, was that a point of reference that had to be made? Am I one of the token ones?
You know right.
Like, you
I forgot about
say
that statement.
That's my friend. You know?
Like, you know. But I'm telling you, I never see aluminum foil at barbecues or Thanksgiving or, man, let me tell you.
We got saran wrap. Saran wrap, listen, let me just tell you the power of saran wrap, all right, or any plastic wrap that's good. Unlike when we take plates home and we use the aluminum foil and we still have green juice in the bag and all of that, with that saran wrap, ain't no leaks.
That doesn't work.
Ain't no leaks, but listen, you want to try to gently pull it and find where it sealed at until you have to just tear open the saran wrap. Because ain't nothing coming out of that saran wrap. Nothing.
Bad.
You can stack the plates, you can hold the bag sideways. There's not going to be any liquid.
A lot of times, too, we use it for to cover up food.
Right.
It's not just to carry stuff home, but it is to carry. You'll see like a lot of food laid out, and then as black folks, we always got to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
We cover it with aluminum foil. And then when you get a to-go plate, you got to make sure that you seal it almost.
Right.
Like you get a plate and then you put another plate on top of it. Then you put the aluminum foil over it to make sure none of your green juice or any of that other
Saran
juice spills
over. Saran wrap handles all that, man. Saran wrap handles all that. The freshness, all of that.
Yeah.
You got a veggie tray, put you some Saran wrap around it, and you can have the still fresh veggies. 2 days later, they still good.
Yeah.
That aluminum foil, it's a little hole that done poked in from a rib bone or one of the extra crispy scab wings gonna be done poked through the foil, and you're gonna look at it and then you're gonna have to smell it, be like, is it still good? I think so. But that Saran wrap, oh man, one seal, that's all.
Hey, yesterday we were talking about some of the companies that have eliminated DEI initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to worry about Reynolds Wrap.
Right.
They ain't going to ever get rid of it. We keeping them in business.
Right. We standing on business with them. Like, right. When you get that sweet potato pie, it's going to be wrapped in that aluminum foil, and we talking about it's going to keep it warm.
Hey, and some of those other companies were saying, we're just aligning with other companies and their movement towards eliminating this. Reynolds Wrap standing over here like, nah, we good.
Right.
We good where we at.
Right. We know.
We know where our bread is buttered.
Absolutely. But cornbread goes in aluminum foil. But
everything.
But if you think about when you go to some restaurants, they will end up putting their cornbread or their muffin in Saran Wrap. So the Saran seals in the freshness.
Right.
The aluminum foil, not so much, because somebody don't know how to do it. Somebody going to use over half the roll of trying to close it up, and it's still going to be an air hole in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And be like, oh. I'll give you some more.
There it is. Hey, Gene, Gene agrees with you. Gene says on our talking text line, if you store your Saran wrap in the freezer, it makes it very easy to handle, and you can find the end no problem.
Right.
Merry Christmas.
Man, I'm telling you.
Appreciate it, G.
You name it.
I have always been of the generation of aluminum foil, but this Saran wrap might be a new thing for me this year.
Man, listen, man, it works. I'm just saying, it truly does, man. And if you think about the difference of the life of whatever it is you put in that Saran wrap,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be there. Tuna salad, chicken salad, whatever it is. Boom, so that or Tupperware.
I could eat some 2024 turkey on 2025 Thanksgiving, huh?
Well, I would hope that you freeze it, because if you just try to just leave it there, it does still have a life expectancy.
I'm talking about
salmonella.
In the freezer, so
good. Yeah, you good.
I'm good. Truth Nation, hit us up. 833. I'm sorry.
Another point that is good. Think about it. If you buy chicken, packs of chicken, or packs of ground beef, what is it wrapped in?
Saran wrap.
Bam!
Yeah.
And you can pull that thing out almost a year later, and the chicken's still good.
Well, so why do you think people don't just stock up on chicken like that? If you know you're
folks,
a chicken eater, go into the deep freezer. I mean, why not just buy
They don't
bunch
have deep freezers anymore. They got that freezer that's on the little two-sided door, if they got that.
Yeah.
They don't do like this, man. That's Big Mama stuff. Big Mama and grandma and grand-grands, the original. That ain't no deep freezers now, man. They get a little mini one and think that they doing something.
Man.
This thing took up space. I'm just saying.
Yes. And it was a deep freezer. It was exactly what it was called. 833-212-1017. We are talking black holiday traditions. Hit us up, Truth Nation. Let us know some of the traditions that you have been subscribing to forever. Again, 833-212-1017. Stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. More Truth Be Told with Telly after this.
Truth Be Told with Telly returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Thank goodness that already has happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for all the people that want their white Christmas, you got it.
Yeah. 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 Because it ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. No.
Just don't. I don't want no more, though.
Right. Right. It's white enough.
Yeah. Leave it where it is.
It's white enough. And I don't know why people are so caught up in having white Christmases, because usually after Christmas, your bank account is in the red.
I'm dreaming of a red Christmas, just like the ones we've had before.
Right?
I owe, I owe. So off to work I go.
Yeah.
I owe, I owe, I owe, I owe, I owe, so I owe.
Do people? Do you look forward to after Christmas as much as you look forward to Christmas?
I think. Because some people's stress will be relieved, that some people do look forward to after. Be like, I'll be glad when this day is over. It's like when you're planning a party or even a wedding. It's like, I'll be glad when this wedding is over with, because all of the things you had to go through, the mental stress that you were up under in trying to make sure that everybody was happy. Because for those who feel like unless they get something, you don't love them, you just busting your butt trying to make sure. So I think that there are a lot of people that can't wait, and some family members that are going to be invited to the holiday dinner that you really don't get along with or didn't want to see, or you already know what they're going to do. Be like, you're going to start a fight.
Yeah, I know what they came here to
You're
do.
Right.
And they got time today.
And they the ones that him and his wife, they don't never bring nothing, but they leave with pans of stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like, they want to get it over with.
Yes, it could be a stressful time in a time where it's supposed to be a joyous and giving and wonderful season. And every year there are experts or so-called experts that come on TV and tell you how to deal with stress and deal with the finances of Christmas not trying to overdo it or doing more than what you can do and things of that nature. But I don't know if it ever penetrates, because people usually feel the same way around this time of year, feel stressed out, seem like it's overwhelmed, because they want to make sure that they provide a Christmas or provide the gifts that they want to for the people that they want to. So, again, do people look forward to after Christmas just as much as they look forward to Christmas? I believe so, and rightfully so, just depending on the type of pressure that you put on yourself. Truth Nation, we're going to step aside, but when we come back, it's hour number two of Truth Be Told with Telly, with the legendary Homer Blow in the building. We're going to get into the Milwaukee police announcing a program to crack down on winter carjackings on the other side of the break. I'm sure this ties into this Christmas season. There's a lot of you all out there still shopping and have a lot of gifts in your car, and you might want to stick around to hear what the Milwaukee Police Department is doing to crack down on winter carjackings. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly, hour number two coming up next.